The Ten Commandments have underpinned Western law for centuries, indeed for millennia. What's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with it is it isn't true, of course. The fact is, anybody, Socrates, for example, Plato, his recorder, anybody who is interested in virtue, justice, truth, the right thing to do, is going to examine what is at the heart of good human behavior.
They took a code of morals which simply said, you honor God, you honor your parents, you don't steal, you don't kill, you remain faithful in marriage.
You're not mentioning the silly ones, are you?
No, I'm going right through the 10.
Right, okay, let's go for the covetousness then.
Number 10.
All right. Sorry, that's very rude.
That is number 10. Okay. What exactly is wrong with those code of morals?
There's nothing wrong with those particular commandments, if you call them, but let's look at what they don't do. They don't stop slavery. There's no mention of it, and they kept slaves. So, hello, what a perfect society they had because of their Ten Commandments. What did God forget? The Ten Commandments are the hysterical believings of a group of desert tribes. Those desert tribes have stored up more misery for mankind than any other group of people in the history of the planet, and they're doing it to this day.
I've asked you if you think that there was anything wrong with them, and you've said no.
To say that that should underpin the way we live, to say it's a commandment, that gives all your game away. How dare
my
you command? You bid us be commanded. I think life is much more exciting than that. It's to do with finding out. It's not to do with being told by some awful patriarch.
Stephen, we're not speeching. We're trying to answer.
I am, sorry. I'm happy to. Because these damn commandments of yours, you say they've made life better. I say they've suppressed and tyrannized and bullied.
Of course I